You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM, it's 11 minutes to 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's talk about Narzone, shall we? Hi, Janique, how are you? Hi, Church, how are you?
Hey, hey.
Good, thanks.
I'm good.
Guests in the studio to talk about the Narzone showcase. Narzone's about two, it's two words, N-A-H, new word, zone, Z-O-N-E. What is Narzone?
Is it
your idea, is it, Janique?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
is it your idea, is it?
Putting me on the spot there. No, yeah, it is. It's what I say now, like at the moment, it's a blogging website, but it's also a community.
Cool. And then established to do what?
Just to push the local youth culture scene forward.
A local youth culture scene need that push, does it?
I feel like it does. I feel like they didn't really have a platform where there was a lot of in-betweeners, I guess, and they didn't really have a platform or somewhere to properly fit, and I feel like that's where they come to. Narzone.
yeah. And so how long have you been doing that for?
We launched a website last year in October.
Yeah, and that's working? People coming there? It's a creative hub?
Yeah, it is. It's quite overwhelming. We get a lot of requests every day and whatnot. It's very cool, though.
And so what sort of stuff's on there? What sort of stuff are you sort of promoting?
At the moment, we're very based on music, heavily based on music. Also, just a lot of, like, youth issues, I guess, because we have a segment called Keep It Real, where youth people send in their stories about anything, where they keep
it real. When you say youth, what sort of age are we talking?
I guess from, well, it's very loose. Like, for me, I feel like it's from 13 all the way up to, I guess, I don't know, 26.
That's cool, though. That's really cool. That's because I think it's really important. That's that's a really a good sort of wide open window.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very loose on the term, though. Like, I don't know. You're as young as you feel.
Yeah, hi. Yeah. Hello. So, hey, and Church, you're one of the musicians that's benefited from this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, how did you find out about it?
So Janique's brother is my partner in crime, AP. So Church and AP, that's us.
Da, da, da.
And we make music. And so basically, I found out through Narzone actually wanting to get into writing and actually handing in stuff through Keep It Real.
Yeah.
And so through that, it was kind of just a way for me to express myself through writing, because I'm being interested in things like journalism, and being like an English student still in high school, you know. Yeah. There are
which
certain
high school?
Mount Albert Grammar. I gotta go to school after this.
Shut up. It's 10 to 9, yeah, man.
Yeah I get it.
You're gonna be late.
First free period.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So get him in trouble there.
Yeah. So basically being a student, you can't always express yourself the way you want to when things are set up through internals and whatnot, but through here I was able to. And then they kind of gave me that support, and then the same type of backing when I handed in my music to them. And yeah,
cool,
through that,
cool,
we've been able to get stuff.
You're all about you're all about the community. You're also about ensuring fair representation too. What does that mean?
Fair representation, because I feel like there's a lot of people, a lot of youth, that don't realise that they can do something, and there's no representation there.
Yeah.
So we're putting
it's scary. It's scary.
Yeah.
For a start, yeah.
And then, like, because first they don't know it exists,
yeah,
you know, and if there's no representation there, then they're never going to push themselves forward to go through that path. Like, there's an artist that we put on, his name is Cervell Fandango. He's amazing, but he has no proper, like, category in the art scene. He's just kind
no
of
no category.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
And he's just kind of very in between.
Which is sort of what you really want to find, but at the same time, it's difficult because then you just no category.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he's, yeah, and we put him on. And that's kind of what we want to do, is just let people know that there is, you know, if they want to do something, like the youth especially, there is that representation there. Like, we're putting people on to say, yeah, you can actually do this.
Who funds it? Where's it all funded from?
Ooh. We actually, I work a day job. A lot of our, because we have a whole team.
Yeah. So it's all voluntary,
yeah,
basically. Oh, cool. Awesome.
Basically.
Awesome.
And also, like, when you're talking about Narzone a lot and you're tweeting about it and promoting it and stuff, you always say, like, a lot of people always just assume it's, like, this white kid behind
it.
Like,
there was. I had to, because I honestly, I'm on my Hannah Montana stuff where I don't want to.
You're
be,
not a white kid.
Yeah. But I never wanted to be. I didn't want to face to Narzone.
Yeah.
But then people started assuming that there was like a white, like people who send in all this stuff every day.
Hey bro.
Brother. Hey fellas. Like.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm a girl.
Sup lads.
Sup lads.
Yeah. What's up, mate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. And so you had to out yourself.
Yeah, I had to out myself. It was really scary, though, because now I get, like, messages from people that don't know, and they're like,
yes, that's
man,
the internet, yeah,
it's been a long time coming. They've never supported.
Yeah,
no offense,
yeah.
But, yeah, 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 but yeah, it's like, you know.
So now you know. Hey, and you've got a gig coming up that you're the Narzone Showcase. First showcase right in the middle of New Zealand Music Month as well.
Yes.
At Neck of the Woods with Church and AP. You're going to be playing there?
Yep, we'll be playing there. We support Backyard. We'll be DJing
Komi?
For us.
Yep. Komi or Kome? Yeah.
Kome.
Kome. Sugoi, Neo, Jinzo, and the
Katianagi Twins.
Katianagi
Twins.
You ever
seen Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Scott Pilgrim.
Ever seen Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah. So that's an RE10 gig on Friday, May 25th at Neck of the Woods. It's only $10.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Have to, for the youth.
Yeah, for the youth, exactly. Yeah. And it is RE10, however, and you can get tickets for undertheradar.co.nz. And if people just want to go along to the website and just want to just utilise it, it's as simple as just go along and just poke about. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right, we're going to have a listen to one of your tracks, Church.
Yeah, Church, don't be afraid of plugging your beautiful 64 bars. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with that as well.
So there's this guy, you might know him, his name's David Dallas.
He's familiar.
Yeah. Some random guy.
Yeah.
And basically, he saw one of my videos last year. We tweeted at him, we tried to lobby for it. And we were like, hey man, check this out. And then
he harassed him
1 year ago, and we were like, I was 16, and we hit him up, and he kind of just gave us that, cool bro, keep going. And I totally thought that he would like never remember me again. And then this year when he started 64 Bars, for season 5, he hit me up and he goes, hey man, I think that you'd be like really well fitted on this. Would you want to go? And like, yeah. For me, that's like been a big goal for me to do it, to be the first one this year. That's real dope.
So this is you.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, this is not a 64, it's a catharsis. Church in a cathedral with the father. All these killings, it's a good thing that I don't believe in karma, cause these sessions are confessions I just couldn't tell your honor. Today I tell a story of a man, sir, martyr. They were peeking out the window at the houses. Yellow tape and flashing lights are lashing from the sharpest. I took away the carcass, left the head on the carpet, so you know it's me. And on the wall I wrote, sorry for your losses, with the blood of my victims. I need a pound of your flesh. My feet are mounted on mountains, a body fountains of red. I read the art of war at 10 and then perfected the pen. See, I just counteract the counterfeit by counting the dead. So look me in the eyes, but don't look at us as equals. I never met a man that ever met the world peaceful. Medic for the speed dial, glover with the lethal. Malice in the palace, pre-meta world peace through premeditated murder. The bezel asked my mama if she ever felt alerted. My father asked me if the fact I'm here will make me nervous. And I replied that it's the will of God to hear the churches. Sweet Jesus, they think that I'm birth virgin. Prepare your best verses so I feature best version. Close curtains in the scene, but it's backhanded. Oh, he's the best for 17. Correction, I'm the best you've ever seen. Somebody like me, the last of a dying breed of thoroughbreds. On my road to glory, 64 is just a thoroughfare. They pouring out for courage, or they pouring as they shed a tear. It's when it stays on, and I love it here. So I just terrorize the courts until the court is called to rise. I cauterize the water and watch the water turn to wine. My corduroy divine, you couldn't even write a quarter on my lines. I'm caught up like I'm Taylor Porter. All the time I spent with bars, I deserve some money from it. Reparations, break down the basics and the patience to the afterlife. After I spit, they wanna imitate the repertoire. But it's hard when life is bound up right up in your jugular. Struggle intuition with the fact that I'm a juggernaut. But it's intuition, I'm aware that I'm a different cloth. I need the bags, you. That's the fraction of percentage. Get it how you live, I guess the rule is not to spend up. Festivals will book me cause it's magic when I enter. Put me on the big stage and I can play the center. Not to mention I ain't big enough to stop the pettiness. So if they want the drama, still serving out the severance. I'm the type to bump ignition, pissing on your grave. To eat up off my plates, a dinner date with a sidewalk. Sweet like jawbreakers, take a minute to cool off. Then show some teeth, homie, be happy, found God. I'm happy to sound off on anyone that's sent an idle threat. Just make sure that you say it with your chest, you see. Lines go overhead like I could fade you till an idol. So the both idols never do impress. But I can see why they were pressed, and all I see are green pastures. I would hate me too if I thought that I wasn't artists, to see what real artists spying on a rookie. Yo, don't even get me started. You ain't AP, you ain't Backyard, huh? You ain't shallow, you are not hard, you sub pocket. Probably treat the 64 like 64 cartridge.
and blow it. Hoodie second rate poets. I bust your glass jaw, you would've thought that you was sparking. I bust that glass wall just to bump my own bars. And the way I bust his feet, they would call him world star. But he should've called the hospital, the beat is now departed. And this is not a 64, this is just a casket.
You can't really hand that in for English, can you?
Nah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Fine rhymes you have there, young man.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, yeah,
thank
yeah. Congratulations. So you can see Church and AP performing with Kome, Sigoi, Neo, Jinzo, the Katanyagi Twins, and Backyard, all at Neck of the Woods on Friday, May 25th, as part of the NAR Zone Showcase. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having
thanks,
us.
Janique.
Yeah, thanks,
thank you. Thanks, thank Church. So off to school now.
Yep.
Take your rhymes.
My teacher's listening.
Pack up your rhymes.
Please don't give me a detention.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.